sis. I'm pretty sure he meant biscuits.
And gravy. I had already done a countdown, bro.
Oh, my bad, man.
We old. We good, though. Anyway, bro, I've been moving.
What's happening?
It's been terrible.
Moving is terrible.
It is a horrible experience. But a bunch of other stuff, too, man. Today, for some real people in my life that I've known all my life, my sister, Andrea, and her mom, Mr. and Mrs. King, he's a deacon at my church. Me and my best friend put up their plywood before the storm.
Oh, right.
He wasn't available today. I went over there today at the church and took it all down myself.
Man.
Bruh, there's been a whole lot today. And I left shift last
year,
bruh.
You did what?
My daughter brought me a cold, gave me a cold, and it almost killed me.
They
was on shift. Giving is better than receiving. I was on shift last shift, and I was about 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. and I went on a call, and this lady from John Knox, bro, I just didn't give a damn, and I knew I had to go home. I was like, lady, you could be having a heart attack right now. I really wouldn't care right now. I feel so bad.
Man, it's difficult. I've been there some days when I'm sick and I'm trying to take care of people who's sick,
bro. It's been a whole lot, but by the grace of God, I'm getting it all done.
Hey, man, I tell you what. Listen, I would much rather have you take down plywood if I was off or whatever than move. Oh, I got a saying.
I know you told me that. I wouldn't be a good friend. I know it.
No, yeah. I just.
I thought Chase was a friend, but
even
not.
Even though I say that, if you needed me, I would have showed up.
Yeah, just bad.
Yeah, I would have showed up though. I definitely would have showed up though. Like, I talked the trash, but I would have went out there.
It made it happen.
Yeah, but we got through it, man. It's kind of funny now. It's crazy thing. You've been moving all day, taking down shutters. I had to do a couple swaps,
right,
so I can be off to go to church, and now I'm actually back at work right now.
After church,
this podcast. After church. Hey, listen, we are committed.
Committed. Now we trying to tell people, man, we committed this thing. Y'all might hear a Pompano call go down in a minute.
It's a probability. I wouldn't even say possibility. It's a probability.
And he on the engine.
That's true.
Like, if I was at work, it would be no shot. We wouldn't even be doing. We wouldn't even be trying this.
No, it wouldn't even be a chance.
I'd be on a rescue truck. I know what's happening.
Going down. Definitely going down. So I like the topic that we thought about it with this show, man. Talk about some old school music.
Man, you know what? You asked me about it, and I had been thinking about this topic because we kind of got into it the last show, and we spoke about it earlier, and it was just like organically, you know how we do. We just kind of float into it and start talking about old school songs, and I don't know how it came up. I don't remember, but it doesn't matter. But I was thinking about it because after that, I made a post, and then I was playing like some old school songs for my son. I was playing Betcha by Golly Wow by the Stylistics.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it, and I think that, you know, music is very powerful.
Absolutely.
Music actually can tell the stories of, like, generations. Like, you listen to the music, you understand what happened in an era. You know what I'm saying? You go through a decade worth of music, you'll understand what happened to every race, every genre, every whatever, creed, everything. You understand what's happening at the time. So really, it's like almost like a very entertaining style of history, like a history book. One thing I thought about is that may be part of what we're missing, right? When we talk about the old school, like slow jams and love songs and ballads and stuff like that, like those guys and gals back then, like they did romance, and somehow we transition to now we do sex, right? And misunderstanding that romance is sex, and it's not. Like, romance is hard work, like it's planning and time and stuff like that. It may lead to sex, but romance could be days before it gets to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think even back in those days with the music, even the dudes who are from the hood and the streets and the thugs were not afraid to express their love for a woman, even if they couldn't sing. I remember you would dedicate a song to a girl. I remember you can call on the radio station and say, I want you to play this song from a girl or whatever.
Yeah, I remember that.
And things, you know what I mean? And it would express not only the type of, state that we were in as a country, it speaks volumes to how you felt about an individual. People were not afraid to express their hurts, their heartaches, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The way they felt about a woman when they messed up. And that's the type of music that we don't do anymore, like you said. Now, we don't have to do that kind of love music anymore because the standards has been lowered so much.
Right.
And I have to fault the women for this. And the only reason I fault the women, because there is power in vagina.
It is.
And the fact of the matter is, if they hold us accountable and make us romance a little more, we would do that if we expected to lead to that. You know what I mean? We have not been held accountable. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hear more females nowadays, man, singing more rap lyrics that may be degrading to women than they do. Like, look at the just the rise of fame for the City Girls. And I've never heard their music, but I've read some of the things they say, and they glorify this. But I like taking that old school love. My wife was laying down, we was home alone, we was chilling, and I thought about it. And this ain't even taking that back, and he's an underrated artist, but his name is Calvin Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he's got a CD that came out in about 1998. I think it's called 3:47 a.m. You gotta research it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that whole CD is off the chain. And then I got into a little groove when I started to think about them Isley Brothers.
What?
I'm talking about In Between the Sheets. I'm talking about, man, I just went through a little phase where I was taking it back a little Marvin Gaye, and I would be remiss.
Ready for the World, them two men.
Come on, man. This is what I'm Mint Condition.
Yeah. Man, for all of y'all who think that, you know, that the like Biggie song, Juicy Fruit, if y'all don't understand that Juicy Fruit is an M. Toomey song, like,
absolutely,
come on, get your life
it's
together.
A
like, it's a remake.
See, people don't even understand this type of music. And I be schooling my sons on it as well. I'm like, listen, man, that was a time. You know, I was thinking about this. I used to be in a singing group back in middle school.
Yeah.
A boy singing group, right? And,
I didn't know that. Like,
we didn't,
new to me.
We didn't have names for if we had a name, I don't remember it. And some of us have gone our separate ways since then. Some have. Quite a few has been incarcerated. One even tried to rob a bank. In fact, he did rob a bank. He ended up getting caught later.
But the
fact of the matter is, we knew with this singing group, that's the way to get to the girls. If you can sing, even if you can be in a singing group, you can be like that dude who was with Boys the Men, Michael McCray, who didn't really ever sing, but had that deep baritone
right.
voice. You're going to get the ladies.
Man, he like the Nate Dogg R&B.
True that.
I'm just a hype man.
Believe that. Man, and sold millions. Boys the Men still on fire. I'm talking about Drew Hill.
Boys the Men has residency right now in Vegas.
Oh, I know they do.
Right now.
For years.
It's been years. Like, they're talking about, this is like the 1990?
What they've been having, and they stick, man, just phenomenal. Living off the catalog.
Yeah.
And I can bring a song to you, man, that a lot of people, you may not remember, bro. It used to be a group called To the Extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was more or less one hit wonders, I guess. And they had a song, Cry No More.
Yeah.
It's a song called Cry. Some of the older listeners, I'm a little older than Cry No More. See, I like some, and I remember Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam?
I don't ever want to see you.
Yeah,
come
I
on,
remember
man.
Uncle Sam.
Man, I'm talking about, and Jodeci. I was rocking Jodeci. It was Saturday night, you know, Friday night. I'm talking about it.
To the Extreme, Cry No More. I'm adding it to playlist
Cry
right
no
now.
More.
I can't even pay attention to the show. I'm putting
man,
all this
add
stuff on.
That to the playlist, bro. That is a song. Somebody know what I'm talking. And what about Shy?
Shy? If I ever fall in love again.
Come on, man. I'm talking about back in those days when we had that. It was a lot of male groups. I remember when I was coming,
yeah,
dudes would just be forming groups, and they would stop and sing wherever.
I haven't heard
wherever
of a dude group singing in, I don't know, forever.
Cause we ain't talking about these love songs no more, baby.
No.
We ain't talking about these.
Yeah, I do.
Actually written a couple love songs. I don't know what they are, but I written a couple of them. I had a book with a bunch of songs I had written.
Bruh, there's a, what about, remember So Alone by Minute Large?
Oh, absolutely, I do. Oh, come on, man.
They got super old stuff, like, yeah, like Ribbon in the Sky, stuff like that.
Beautiful. That's Stevie, baby.
Stevie.
That's
like,
Stevie. Those are, and listen, these dudes used to be performing the OJs.
Right.
I'm talking about the OJs.
There's some timeless,
man,
stuff.
Absolutely, man. I think people need to get back and re-listen. You know, these songs resonate a lot different, too, when you're older.
Yeah.
Like, when I was singing New Edition, and it had quite a few hits, but when I was singing Can You Stand the Rain, I did not understand the depths of that song.
Right.
And they're talking about, would you be there for me when everything else is going wrong in my life? Can I? Like, yeah. I didn't understand. I just liked the music.
It makes a lot more sense. Or even the song, what's the song, Mint Condition song? What Kind of Man Would I Be?
Or what kind of,
and would sing that song all the time and didn't understand what he was truly
didn't
saying.
Understand. It's basically, I'm saying, I'm holding myself to a standard. I don't want to cheat.
Exactly. Saying, I'm here with you, and I got the vibe. I got everything I need to do this with you or whatever. What kind of man would I be if I did it?
We used to have values.
Right.
Even if he would have hit it off wax, he sent the message that he wouldn't have.
Right.
But even for him to think about that in his head. And even the R&B music wasn't even all the way gone, even when we was coming up as young adults. Like, Usher made some beautiful R&B music,
mm-hmm,
before the game changed. You know what I mean? Now people consider that old school. Now, when Tyrese was singing about Sweet Lady.
Right.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
I mean, I just can go on. I just love music. I just know music to me is a universal language.
It is.
And that resonates with so many people. It doesn't matter. It transcends creeds and economics and cultural standards and different things, man. It's just the feeling that you get.
Right.
And a song can take you to a place. Like, you can hear a song and you can remember what you was going through at that time. Or where you were in that moment. Talking about this old school, baby. This old school in R&B. I love it. I don't think there's a genre for R&B anymore, because I can't think of any R&B artists off the top
right.
of
a lot
head.
Of things, what's considered R&B is not really R&B. It's more pop to me.
Yeah, it's pop.
Pop.
Yeah, that's what it is to me, too.
What I was going to say is that I had this idea. And I gave it to a friend of mine, and he didn't really do anything with it, but maybe we can, especially like some initiatives that we're coming up with now with how we're trying to change negatives into positives.
Absolutely.
I heard what you said about women holding us accountable. However, I think it's more than that. I think it's a little more cyclical. It's a cycle or a circle revolving, you know, it's a revolving door, because the things that women have become prone to do, like now in the time and season we're in now, a lot of things are like self-exploitation for monetary gain and stuff like that. It's because we as men have decided to covet that. If we didn't find the behavior attractive, then they wouldn't do it. It wouldn't be lucrative. It wouldn't make them earn their money. It wouldn't get them notoriety. It wouldn't get them likes on Instagram or followers or whatever. There's a girl, I think her name Boss Tech, when they had the whole Popeye's chicken sandwich thing, like chicken sandwich craze, like she went up to a Popeye's and was like kind of turned away by the management because of like customs that were there. But she went to the Popeye's like in Popeye's like body paint. This is not the first time she's done this. So she's naked.
You mean like she was butt naked?
Butt naked, painted in body paint with the Popeye logo and stuff. Anything to go viral.
Was she working for the company?
But she doesn't. She doesn't work for the company. She does it, records it or whatever, shakes her ass in front of the restaurant, puts it on internet, and then goes viral. Hundreds of thousands of people watch and like this video, and that's what it's all about. with that many gain, with the gaining of followers and stuff like that, gains leverage for advertising and promotions and stuff like that. So if you want something promoted, you go to her because she got all these followers because she was naked on Instagram. That she can charge you whatever, because as soon as she says something about it, well, 3 million people just saw that you made a song last week or whatever. So
no, I do understand that, but I understand that perspective. But on the flip side of it, man, even when we take it back when R&B was R&B, the standards of ladies, I still think it's on them because, yeah, we're not going to change as men. Let's keep it 100. We nasty, man. I don't care how you paint. We may hide it. We're nasty. But with all, and sex is going to continue to grow our attention. It has since biblical days, and it will now. I think it's just gotten worse. But I think it speaks to, like I said before, for the standard and the level of self-respect that they have for themselves.
True.
Like, even if you can make a lucrative business out of showing yourself, and plenty of, I mean, that's how Kim Kardashian has become famous, based on a sex tape. Like, let's be honest. So it's evident that that blueprint can work. But on the flip side, I believe that there are some women who will say, listen, I'm not going to compromise my integrity as a woman for no fame, and especially not for no 5-10 minutes of fame on an Instagram thing. Because the reality is, Chase, as fine as attractive as this girl with the Popeye body paint may be, there are millions upon millions who are just as fine or finer, and they'll be the next sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Just a, you know what I mean? So, but now that stigma falls. You know, that stigma follows you for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
With that stigma. That stigma sticks around way longer than that 5 minutes of fame that you had. But like I said, man, I think even the women back in those days, if they were doing it, listen, you know what they used to say? Let me get a lady in the streets and the freak in the sheets. There was a level of decorum.
Mm-hmm.
Love, dude, when love songs were so popular, let me tell you what else was popular. And I think I'm going to do it. I have done it for my wife, but I haven't done it in a while. Writing love letters. I used to write love letters. We've gotten away from the intimacy, Chase. I remember falling asleep on the phone talking to girls.
That
ain't happening no more because the conversation is gone. We text now. No, we used to, and obviously we didn't have the option of texting, but just those things take, sometimes when you get back to the basics, baby.
Back
and
to
those
basics.
Old, like, come on, man. I remember a verse in the case in JoJo's Son that said, all I can do is sit alone in my room, waiting by the phone.
Right.
Like, you are waiting for her phone call. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was waiting and anticipating something. And it's a... something that women need to know.
Well,
and I can only speak for myself.
They even had a song lyrics about a short letter, and it went this
way.
Yes,
they did. Last night, baby, I was sitting at home thinking to myself, and I started thinking about you. How much I do love you. We ain't talking about love, man. We just talking about smashing.
Right.
I just heard this
exactly.
rapper dude who said in the last 6 months, now I don't know how true it is, but it would be very difficult to accomplish. But with the standards being dropped so low, I can believe it because he's a famous guy. I think his name Blueface. Is there a rapper named Blueface?
Yeah, there is.
But anyhow, he said he slept with 1,000 women in 6 months. Now, there was been a time when nobody would have believed that foolishness. Like, that's
right.
Now, I don't think you slept with 1,000 women in 6 months, because if you did the math,
right,
that would be so many women a day, and I don't think it's just enough time.
Right.
But you know, even if you slept with 200 or 300, I can believe you slept with 200 or 300 in 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I can believe that. And he ain't saying nothing about love.
No.
You know, I listen, man, we got to get it back. We've gotten so far away from that love school R&B, there's really not even a market for it anymore.
Exactly. It's like the attraction is what I am, not who I am. You know what I'm saying? Think about, like, old school love songs, especially like 70s, 80s, and stuff like that. And 90s, too.
Yeah.
It would be a love song. And they never talked about sex. They may mention making love, but it was never details. It did leave something to the imagination. I didn't tell you what I was going to do to you.
Well, hold you on. Just now, let me get to that. Marvin Sees.
Man, that was a love song, man.
I'm just trying to That ain't saying, a love song. Let me be. That boy said, I'm not ashamed anymore. Yo, candy liquor, girl. I'm not ashamed anymore, Chase. He had an epiphany. See, back in those days.
Right, you couldn't do that.
It was shunned and frowned upon.
That was not a love song. That was a coming out song. That was for him. That wasn't for
that boy, it was for him.
He was coming out. Look, I like doing this.
Listen, I'm not ashamed anymore. He said, Jody ain't got no job.
Jody ain't got no
job. Jody's job is giving you a thrill.
Alexa, that trip.
I hear, but I'm telling you, Jay, he ain't got no job. Right. No, but there's always an exception to the rule.
But
what they say.
Let me tell you, finish the idea I had, right? So my boy that I told this idea to that, you know, depending, as far as like at least trying to change the narrative, you know what I'm saying? He's a party promoter, and it's becoming pretty successful. And one thing that I said.
So that seems to be a little bit lucrative.
Right.
But the parties.
Yeah. One thing that I said was that, you know, if we are to hold ourselves accountable, right? I was like, what if you did something at every party? It could be something different at every party or whatever. Not for the girl who was the most naked or who shake their ass the best. What about the woman that is at the party with the highest degrees? Like, what about that? What if they got something? You know what I'm saying? They're never talked about in social atmospheres like that, right? Party atmospheres, especially in urban cultures. Like, we never talk about the education of a woman, not in situations like that. What if you did something, right? Because everybody going to come to the party anyway. If it's a big enough party, you're coming regardless. It doesn't matter. It's just that once you're there, that the women who can show and prove that they have whatever, right? A master's degree or whatever it may be. Or a bachelor's degree, whatever you want to do, that they got, I don't know, so it could be anything. Interest into a certain section of a club, like a VIP section or something like that, or a round of drinks or something like that, whatever. Anything that would inspire something different.
Congratulate those who worked hard. And also, I think the bigger picture, what you're alluding to, and I agree with that would be awesome, is also highlighting people, the women with morale.
Right.
With morale. The majority of, sluts or promiscuous women, the vast majority of them, really, and even for the girl who's just to show a body butt naked just for these life, you really have a self-esteem issue, in my opinion.
Right.
And it's a deep-down problem. Absolutely. But, you know, more than likely, you just get passed around from person to person because men may want that for a moment. But ultimately, the vast majority of men do not want to marry or build with that. They do not want to marry or build with that. And for the record, there are some beautiful, classy, intelligent, articulate women who have class and standard are just as freaky and appetizing as those other ones who put on. They just carry themselves freak. Well.
You smart freak.
They're out there, Chase.
They know. Yes, they know. Yes.
The one who referred to that as a unicorn.
A diamond in the rough.
A diamond in the rough. They are there. So, and I'll be honest with you, even man, the chase was more of a thrill for me.
Right.
No pun intended with your name. But that was, you know, the thrill for me when you had to. And just think about, even as we're talking about love songs, the mindset and the courage it took for you to sit down and write these lyrics.
Yeah.
You know, we would sing about when we mess up. Listen, I remember boys and men saying, I'm going to swallow my pride.
Say I'm sorry.
Say I'm sorry. Stop pointing fingers.
The blame is on me.
I want a new life, and I want it with you. If it feels the same, don't ever let it go. You got to believe in the spirit of love. It'll heal all things, won't hurt anymore. No, I don't believe our love is terminal. I'm down on my knees begging you, please, baby, come home. This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about.
It's like, it was like people don't even believe that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't believe that anymore. Like, if you were to say something like that, they don't even believe it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, these lyrics, man. Even Drew Hill.
Yeah.
He said, I can clear out all the closets, leave your things outside the door, but I just can't seem to not love you anymore. So tell me now, what do I do with the love? Come on, man, I can go on and on with these lyrics, man. You know, and that was the type of stuff. I'm glad that I grew up in that genre. I'm glad.
And I was an old soul, too, so I'm like,
oh,
I'm
like
a record player, bro, like a jukebox.
So did I.
I knew all kind of, like, just random songs. I remember when I first got exposed, I was probably like ninth grade. I went to an Earth, Wind & Fire concert with my mom. Bruh, them dudes was... And in their old age at the time, by then, and like
you know, the chicks were still throwing panties on the stage.
What, bro? Oh my god! Put Maurice up there.
Come on, man. When he was alive,
but Maurice wasn't nothing to play with, man. And then Philip Bailey.
Y'all, come on, man.
After the love,
I tell you another who we what? What about Lionel Richie? All the love songs. This can't go. Once, twice, three times a late.
The Commodores.
My mom was at a line of Richie. The, I was in the Commodores. My Commodore said, she's a wreck. House. She's mighty, mighty.
Just let it all hang out.
Boy, I'm talking about them. And I tell you another one who's, boy, Babyface Kenneth Edmund.
We talked about him last show, bro. He's just.
Ridiculous. Look at him.
It's ridiculous.
And the songs this dude wrote.
Ridiculous.
And I'm talking about this.
Babyface always in love.
Always.
Man, but he had
I'm talking about even with the group, The Deal.
The Deal, yeah.
The Deal.
He had an album that was like, a lot of people probably never heard it, but it was with Toni Braxton. It was called Divorce.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, I
had a song called Going Out of Business.
Beautiful album.
Bro, that is like going out of business.
Shout out to my girl, Toni Braxton, too.
Whoa, Toni.
I haven't heard Going Out of Business, but I listened to it.
Oh, yeah, it's on that album.
We ain't talking about the female singers either enough, like the Whitney Houstons and the Toni Braxtons or the Mariah Carey's name. Anita Baker. Well, I bought my mama some concert tickets to Anita. Patti LaBelle. Patti would kick off those shoes. Gladys Knight. You got to represent our girls. I tell you another got a Gladys, boy. I tell you another one, boy. Superwoman by Karen White.
Right.
Boy, that Karen White, that Superwoman. I'm talking about, man. I
can't play that too loud for women, though. They get all excited.
Oh, they do get excited.
They get a little too excited.
Because they can relate. They take them back. Now, some of these women feeling like Superwoman, but ain't even Robin. Ain't Batman. Ain't even half of them. You ain't doing that much.
Right.
I tell you, I got an old soul, too, fella.
Betty
that
Wright.
Girl Fantasia, boy. Oh, Betty
Barbara?
Wright, boy. Barbara? I'm telling you right now. I remember when the girl, the big girl who used to sing, It Will Rain. There'll be some of what the girl name is.
Kelly Price. Kelly Price,
man. I didn't mean to call her big.
Say the big girl.
I mean, I'm sorry. I tell you, another one was good too, but that boy Avant with that Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah.
She can sing. Now, Kiki got about 10 or 15, 12 kids, something like that.
I thought she's pretty crazy, ain't she?
Nine.
She can sing, though.
She did stab the man.
Crazy as hell, but she can sing.
She is crazy. You know, just because you can sing, don't exclude your craziness or your disgustness.
You can sing all you want to.
Because I know somebody who got plenty hits, but we all know he disgusted. And I won't dare mention him.
His name Aura.
The Pied Piper.
Bro, it's so much music. And in my post that I posted when I was talking about when we started the show, I said, you know, like, ladies, if you want to help us bring chivalry back, start playing these songs for your sons.
Absolutely.
Because they won't hear it anywhere else.
You got that right.
Like, the kind of music is infectious. Men don't start out being dogs. Like, we don't start out being players. We don't start out, you know, just like whatever. We don't
I learned it.
It's a learned behavior. Initially, I think by nature, we want to be knights in shining armor. Like, when you're a little kid, you don't think about
being
about hurting a woman or nothing like that.
No.
Like that comes, that's alert behavior over ignorant stuff that's shared between dudes, or even sometimes we get involved in things when we're young and then don't understand what it could feel like to be betrayed by a woman or something like that, and then you just don't feel no more. You just don't care no more.
And that's only a temporary thing.
It is a temporary thing, yeah. But then start trying to take something that was so like precious and that can only be filled by love with that temporary release of lust.
Sure.
It'll feel like it filled the void until it doesn't, and then you move on to the next woman and go, and so on and so forth. So you're chasing something that you'll never ever attain.
Yeah, that's insatiable. But I just thought about something you said, that love breeds completion and wholeness and satisfaction, whereas lust only feeds insatiability, and it leaves you just as lacking as longing as you were before, just as empty. You know, you and I have spoke about it before. I remember at a time in my life when I had a whole bunch of girls, and I remember telling my cousin this, and I said, man, how's that I got all these girls and I feel the most lonely as I've ever had?
Right.
Because it was something that would not fill the void or fix it. It just leads to more insatiability, and you just dig yourself in a deeper hole. But man, I just think about all these love songs. I can't even begin to articulate them. What about Gerald Levert, man?
Gerald's underrated, man. Remember LSG?
Oh, yes, he is. Hey, yeah. That was the boy Johnny Gear. And what about Keith Sweat?
Keith Sweat?
They say Keith Sweat was begging, but listen to me. If he was begging, he first made millions off of it. And secondly, at least he had somebody that made him worth begging.
Yeah, your mama liked it, I bet. She was playing that Keith Sweat.
Now, come on. Now, you know them old 50, 60-year-old bras are still trying to throw panties on the stage.
Still trying to.
Straight get out of character. It'll take them back and barely walk. No, they legs hurting. And you down there being nasty. Grandma, why are you being nasty?
You being grown.
You being grown.
Because I'm ill.
Keith Sweat got to act in a fool.
Right.
My mama went to a line of Richard concert and straight turned into an absolute groupie, just carrying on.
Line of Richard?
She got the lead, though.
Just carrying on.
You know, when you're old school and when you're from the hood, you call them Lionel.
You get Lionel, Richard. You can't come out here no more, mama.
just how to put my mama on blast. Now, come on, now.
To put her on blast.
Everybody got that one who will make you act the fool.
Man, you got
you try to keep it together.
You got Charlie Wilson.
Charlie Wilson, but before Charlie Wilson, the Gap Band, baby.
Gap Band. You dropped a bomb
the
on me.
Gap Band. You dropped the bomb on me.
Baby.
But bro, Charlie has been resurrected and his voice is still good.
Yeah, it is. He sounds just the same.
Chase, we ain't mentioned Luther Vandross.
Luther, man. Luther was effortless.
Effortless.
He didn't even try to sing. He wasn't even, he was just up talking.
It's just like, what is he? You know you good when you got dudes looking like God, dog.
Like, what the hell's going on?
He ain't nothing now.
Right, he sit up there with a little bow tie on.
Like, what is like Luther singing? Got that curl that's kind of dry. He's fat.
Right, he got the up there yodeling.
Getting it. Bro, Freddie Jackson, Chase.
Freddie Jackson, Kenny Lattimore, Music Soul Child.
Kenny Lattimore, yes, indeed.
Man, what about...
I still got...
Beyond like the freaky crazy stuff, but like Rick James and Tina Marie, Fire and Desire.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Rick James had a phenomenal voice. Rick James had a song with Smokey Robinson. And let me tell you something right now. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, he was... And everybody thought Tina Marie was black.
Everybody. Nope. Oh, you know who else people thought was black? Hall & Oates.
Oh, I ain't know. Boy, that's Sarah.
Sarah Smile. The white boy.
Smile, Sarah. Them boys getting it done. Smile a while for me.
Sarah. They're not black. No. Shaka Khan.
They are not. I'll tell you another one they thought was black. Michael McDonald.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
He's not the boy made a hit with Patti LaBelle. He made several hits on his own.
Nope.
I'm talking about just
Jesse
hits,
Powell.
Ooh. Jesse Powell can sing his behind. That you?
Yeah.
And that Kevon Edmonds.
Kevon Edmonds.
Yep, if I, yep. But what about, they was kind of one-hit wonder too. I got a lot of one-hit wonders that I like. The boys had the kind of raspy voice. Rough Ends.
Rough Ends. Yeah, that thing, they had two songs. Yeah, but yeah, that was about it though. Remember like old groups like High Five? Never Should Let You Go. One.
I like the way you kiss me. And Never Should Let, I love Never Should Let. You know them boys. Couple of them dead and a couple of them went to jail for murder. They got real violent.
They went to jail for murder? High Five?
Yeah.
They were saying
jail for murder. They probably meant it at that moment. But what about them talking about, what about them them boys from, H-Town?
H-Town boys?
Put them H-Town boys.
They lead singer Shazam. What's his name? He died not too long ago.
That was his name. Yeah, he did. But they had some. But see, back in those days, too, cats could really sing.
Yeah.
They didn't need all this. And what about Teddy P?
Teddy Pendergrass, man. Man, Teddy Pendergrass got a song that resonates with me heavy right now called Should Have Been You.
What's that?
He got a song called Should Have Been You.
Oh, I know that song.
Should Have Been You.
Yes, yes. Oh, I know it. I mean, boy, you done almost started rocking some R&B.
Right
now. Later on the night there, Doc. That's what I'm talking about. You know, when you close this thing, I don't know if you'll be able to do it. So you don't have the copyright. So you should have closed it out with a love song.
Right. And I don't have a copyright. I don't know what happened. Maybe they get like notoriety or something, get caught with that one time.
Maybe, yeah. I think it would be maybe a stern warning once.
Right.
I would try it.
Try it on that. Put it on.
See what happened. Maybe if we get enough stern warning, it'll get us more notoriety. Almost like that girl walking around butt naked at Popeye.
Right.
Some paint on. Well, let me ask you this question before we close this show out, bro, because I don't want to keep trying pumping them like this before these tones go.
Oh, yeah. It ain't, but it's only a matter of time.
Did people still want chicken after they saw?
I'm sure they did.
Or did their desires change?
No, I'm sure they still want their chicken sandwich.
Have you had that chicken sandwich?
I have had it.
I have not had it. Is it worth all this crazy?
No.
that's what I thought.
But to me, neither is the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Like, all this? Like, I'm not finna die either way. Without
I like Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
They're good, but I'm like, if I had, like, line. Okay, if I'm going to get one thing to eat, and I got one, you get one thing to pick, what you going to go get? It ain't either one of them. You know, I don't even know what it is right off the bat, but it ain't. I'm getting a Chick-fil-A sandwich. No.
All the time I want Chick-fil-A sandwiches on Sundays because they close.
That's what you think about it.
It's like something messes with my head. I thought about buying a whole bunch of chicken sandwiches on Saturday night, keeping them warm and selling them for $8 to $9 a piece on Sundays. Because I know I ain't the only one who wants chicken.
Hey, we got Chick-fil-A sandwiches. We got Sunday Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Sunday, these are Sunday ones.
That is
the $10 sandwiches. in the aluminum foil bag, y'all. Come get your one.
Get your.
Gonna be about $10.
Gonna be $12.99.
For one sandwich, let me get one rib.
And the pickles are a la carte.
Let me get one rib. You know, see, I don't like the pickles on the chicken sandwich.
No. Yeah,
I like to take my pickles off and eat them, and then eat the sandwich.
I actually like the pickles. You know, I know though, because they bread be all soft. I don't know something about it.
You know how I know that Chick-fil-A have a pretty good chicken sandwich, bro?
How's that?
It's because they don't put nothing else on it.
Dang, yeah, you're right.
They just put bread, meat, and pickles. They're gonna let this flavor in this sandwich do the talking for itself. It's very simple. They ain't put no lettuce, no tomato, no mayo, no nothing, no cheese. Just the chicken sandwich. We call it sandwich where I'm from.
You know what I was surprised to find out about the breading, I guess, or whatever they use to bread their chicken?
It's pickle juice.
Pickle juice?
Somebody told me it's pickle juice.
Man, I never heard of that before. What did you hear? It could be, you know, that could be true. I don't know. But it's in the batter, it's confection sugar.
What?
It's confection. I've actually done it before. I made Chick-fil-A nuggets before. And you make it with confection sugar. Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Powdered sugar.
You know, sugar's like crack.
Everybody be at the Chick-fil-A, don't it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Not make sense.
That makes sense.
I remember they were putting Coke in Coca-Cola.
Straight up Coke. Real Coke.
When they were putting Coke in Coca-Cola, think about this here. You know how much people sell Coke for, and they putting it away in 30-cent drinks?
Right.
What in the world is happening?
How much y'all putting
in? I know somebody with... What is it? Is it Coke? Well, we're not talking about Yayo, are we?
Yayo.
Because I don't... Boy, look right here. But yeah, man, we got to get back to that R&B. We got to get back to that old school. And listen, nowadays we got a library of music at our disposal. We don't have to walk around with the tapes and the CDs anymore.
Right. I love R&B, man. I love R&B because you can relate to it.
Absolutely.
The feelings, you can understand that no matter where we are in time, we are not going through anything different.
Nope.
Like, people were going through the same things way back to Me and Mrs. Jones. If loving you was wrong, yes. I don't want to be right.
I don't want to be right. Come on.
If being right means living without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life.
Come on, man. What about Lenny Wills when he just was big?
Just,
girl, you know I love you.
Hey, my son was in the mall and he was like crying about something. He was faking. He was faking. But he faked good though. And we saw my best friend's mom, and he started like he was tired. And I knew he was faking. And he started the tears started to well up.
Okay.
In the wells of his eyes, I said, he cried. I told him, I was like, he crying like Lenny Williams. That's what Lenny Williams was doing. He was talking about that right there.
There it is.
He's like, that's Lenny Williams.
What Lenny Williams cried all night long for. I wonder, did he ever get her? He had to.
Yeah, that was Lenny. He had to get her.
He had to. If he didn't get her, he got somebody else's mama.
All right. She has some friends right now. Look at her.
Well, she won't pick up the phone. How you doing?
How you doing? You feel all right? Man, that's beat the ball,
did you hear the new? Did you hear the new song? Hey, man. Hey, we got to end this thing.
Hey, my nephew, I guess my brother was playing some old songs. My nephew came to my house. He said, he talk about, don't bother Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie's just a man.
Just a man. And my nephew, he's doing the best he can.
My nephew 5 years old.
Just teach him young.
I said, what'd he say?
Don't blame Mr. Charlie.
Mr. Charlie's
just a man.
All right, people.
Boy, I like that, man. Right, it's always
get back
a pleasure.
To R&B, man.
Listen, I don't think I ever left it.
Damn, we got this piece. I ain't left it. I'm not gonna leave it either. And one last thing I want to say about R&B is that you can relate to it because it's a life that we all live. Meaning that like the rap songs and all that stuff, whatever, all the metaphors and similes about stuff that we don't have. Like I've never been in a Bugatti. Never been in one. You know what I mean? Like all the stuff that they talk about and all the money they blow. I'm not gonna do it.
No.
So I don't relate to it. It gets old to me. But like R&B is like timeless. Like I still feel that way. We still desire to have these things.
It is timeless. Trust me when I tell you. And it will last. Even if they don't make any more R&B, that old stuff is still good.
Still good.
And before we get out of here, we cannot talk about R&B without mentioning my boy Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. Oof.
Marvin Gaye talked about that sexual healing.
Right.
Well, let me get on out of here. If I was home, I'd be trying to do me some sexual healing.
Hey, climbing up, knocking pillows off the bed.
Just more than likely, put the kids to bed early. But we ain't tired. We ain't tired.
Bust them over the
head. Just get out of my face. Bam.
Tired.
I got to talk to your mama. Why you gotta talk to him by yourself?
Stay out grown folks business.
So you get smacked in the face. We out this piece.